Hare Krishna, Canto 7. Which Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says is dedicated to one of the 10 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam, uti, impulse or impetus for activity, which is very the most mysterious connection between cantos and topics. And we are reading texts 14, 15, 16. So I will read 14 and 15 because they have no purports. Drishtva mahabhutam raj. Narada Muni says, if you chant this mantra for 4 days and nights, you will start seeing angels.
Wow.
Yes.
Huh? Or aliens, maybe.
Maybe, yes, both. Well, Dhruva saw Krishna after 6 months. Drishtva mahabhutam raja raja suye mahakratau vasudeve bhagavati sayujyam chedibu bujam tatrasinam surarishim rajapandu sutakratau paprachya vismitamana muninam shinvatam idam. O king, at the Rajasuya sacrifice, Maharaj Yudhishthira, the son of Maharaj Pandu, personally saw Shishupala merge into the body of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Therefore, struck with wonder, he inquired about the reason for this from the great sage Narada, who was seated there. While he inquired, all the sages present also heard him ask this question. So it's Bhagavatam is like the world live webcast streaming. So Yudhishthira is asking and we are reading and hearing and watching for 5,000 years. What's the discussion there? So this is his question, which we can chant together. Shri Yudhishthira Vacha. Aho atyadbhutam yetan durlabhai kanti namapi vasudeve para paretatve praptishchaidasya vidvisham. Shri Yudhishthira uvacha. Maharaj Yudhishthira said, aho, oh, actually nowadays you should say wow, that's too. Ati adbhutam, very wonderful, he certainly, etat, this, durlabham, difficult to attain. Ekantinam, for the transcendentalists, api, even, Vasudeve, in Vasudeva, pare, the supreme, tatve, absolute truth, praptihi, the attainment, chaidasya, of Shishupala, Vidvisha, envious. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Yudhishthir inquired, it is very wonderful that the demon Shishupala merged into the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though extremely envious. This Sayujya Mukti is impossible to attain even for great transcendentalists. How then did the enemy of the Lord attain it? Purport. There are two classes of transcendentalists, the jnanis and the bhaktas. The bhaktas do not aspire to merge into the existence of the Lord, but the jnanis do. Shishupala, however, was neither a jnani nor a bhakta. Yet simply by envy of the Lord, he attained an exalted position by merging into the Lord's body. Certainly, this was astonishing. And therefore, Maharaj Yudhishthir inquired about the cause for the Lord's mysterious mercy to Shishupal. Krishna is eager to give mercy. Krishna is neutral. Krishna is very fair and objective because he has to. That's his duty as God, to be neutral, right? So nobody can blame him and accuse him. But Suhrida Sarvabhutanam, he is the friend of every living entity. So therefore, he also wants to give mercy. In Canto 1, Prabhupada says that Krishna is more anxious to give us mercy than Krishna is more anxious to take us back to Godhead than we can desire. He says most people don't desire. So, but if somebody does, Krishna gives all the help. So, how does Krishna give mercy? Who does Krishna give mercy to? To those you point your finger at. He decides that devotees decide who will get mercy. And he himself is super merciful. So here it's a strange, it's a very strange story. Shishupal was attacking him, was insulting him, and what did he get? He got liberation. It's one story about one king who went for a picnic. He went to a garden, and he was sitting, enjoying good weather, gentle sun. In Hindi they say dhupina. They don't say to sun tan. They say to drink the sunlight. You go out and drink the sunlight. It's very scientific method. Even under the clouds you have 1,000 lumens of sun. Here you have maybe 70. So much of modern sleep disruptions are because we don't drink the sunlight. So he was drinking some sunlight, sitting in the garden, his own garden. All of a sudden, a stone hits him in the head. Turns out there was some villager who didn't see the king, and he saw the mangoes. So he saw the mangoes, he was from the other side, and he threw the stone to knock the mangoes down, and the stone hit the mango and fell on the head of the king. So what would happen? I mean nowadays probably the security would shoot immediately the guy. As soon as he was raising his hand, he would be shot probably, I don't know. And those days the guards, security, immediately caught the man, brought to the king, pulled out the sword and said, "What do we do with him?" So the king said, "Let me think." He said, "Okay, on some consideration, I think give him a lifelong pension till the end of his life. Every day you feed him and give him some money." He said, sorry, what did he say? He must have heard wrong. He said, yes, feed him every day and lifelong pension. So they say, but he struck you on the head with a stone. He says, yes. So look, this is a tree, yes? So this tree, when he hits the tree with a stone, this tree gives him one or two mangoes. So if I don't give him more, then I'm worse than the tree. What kind of a king am I? You know? So I have to at least give him two mangoes, but because I should be better than a tree, then I think I should give him a lifelong pension, that every day I will give him enough to buy mangoes for every day. So that's my decision. So it's a nice story showing the true nature. Sometimes we think that a kshatriya is somebody who likes to fight. If somebody is a hooligan, then he's a kshatriya. No, it's not a kshatriya. Kshatriya is somebody who likes to protect. And that's why sometimes he has to fight. But that's the last, ultima ratio regnorum. It's the last argument, not the first argument of kings fighting. So here we see Shishupal attacks Krishna, and what does Krishna give him? The highest Shishupal can imagine. Shishupal could not even hope, and he gets it. So that's the quality of Krishna at the end of Canto 10, that only Krishna gives liberation even to those who hate him and do not understand he is God. So you know that this is one of the 64 qualities of Krishna and Vishnu. Do you know in which bracket giving mukti does it belong? 50 qualities, 55, 60, 64, which quality is this, giving liberation? Who has 50 qualities out of 64?
Lord Brahma and
you. Lord Brahma and you. And you, yes. When you get to the proper level. Then who has 55? Lord Shiva. Who has 60?
Narayana.
Yes. Who has 64? Krishna. So which level, which number includes giving liberation? Is it
that Shiva can give?
That's as a devotee, he gives bhakti and then they can get. There is one, 60. There was one Rakshasa who was worshipping Lord Shiva, and his name is Ghantakarna. Ghantakarna means bell ears, ears like bells. Kako to bo v slovenščini? Bell ears.
Zvonasta
ušesa. I like it, yes. Zvonasta ušesa. So just imagine, parents give you the name. Zvonasta ušesa. Yes, Zvonasta ušesa. Ghantakarna. And he pleased Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva came to him and said, "What can I do for you?" And he said, "Lord, please give me mukti." He says, "Phew, you came to the wrong address." And there is that famous verse, "Harim vinana sritim taranti." Without Lord Hari Narayan, you cannot become free from samsara. He says, "So then what should I have done?" And he says, "You go to Narayan." "Really?" "Yes." So then, now in Badrinath, you have his little temple. Who has been to Badrinath? Someone has been to Badrinath here? It's a good place to go. One of the dhams. You were in Badrinath? Who? Nisima Karuna? Sibiu Badrinathu? So there is Badri Narayan temple. So as you go around, on that side, so this is the entrance, the deity is there, and on this side you have a little temple of Ghantakarna. So he decided he doesn't even need mukti, he will protect the temple. He says, "I am a scary Rakshasa, go away, I will protect it, nobody can attack, nobody can enter who is not good." So he's one of the... So yes, Narayan, 60 Narayan. Narayan gives liberation. But even Narayan, according to Jiva Goswami in Krishna Sandarbha, gives liberation only to those who recognize, oh, this is God. So then they get mukti. But Krishna, that's the end of Canto 10, says Shukadeva Goswami, Krishna gives liberation to everybody who approaches him even with hate. That's unique power of Krishna, one of the unique powers of Krishna, one of the unique qualities of Krishna. He has five qualities listed in Canto 10. So one of them, his Vrindavan pastimes are sweet, his names are completely auspicious and mangalam, giving full auspiciousness. So here he's giving liberation to Shishupal, even though he's hating him and does not recognize his God. And he gets liberation. So jnanis are very eager to get liberation. What other names for liberation do you know? Mukti? Something else? Moksha, yes. And one even more famous than these two. Everybody knows around the world. Definitely everybody knows around the world, even if they don't know what it means.
Nirvana.
Yes, Nirvana. Thank you. Nirvana. It seems also that it's rather characteristic that the Kurt Cobain is from Nirvana, right? Poor guy killed himself because, you know, life was too much suffering.
After he was in Nirvana, that was his last concert.
Really? Just see. Yeah, when I was going to Ljubljana, they told me this is the suicide capital. The super famous Paulo Coelho wrote Veronica something something. He writes about Ljubljana, that she wants to kill herself, somebody else wants to kill himself, but they don't. I think it's no longer true. I mean, there is finally somebody else is the suicide capital of the world. But the point is, life is full of suffering. It doesn't matter. You can be famous, you can be rich, you can be anything. But as we had one Czech devotee in the BBT, very tall, with low voice, he was saying that I can't imitate the really bass voice. He was saying that before Krishna consciousness, I wanted to leave life. I wanted to put an end to life. But then I realized that the only sure way to achieve it is Krishna consciousness. It's a joke, be careful. It means that if you just kill the gross body, the subtle body continues, and then another birth, another birth, another birth. And in the same lesson, the same test, the same task will be there. But Krishna consciousness, as Kapila Dev says, removes this, burns the subtle body. So as Ishupanishad says, Vayuranilam amritam athedam basmantam shariram om krato smaragritam smaragrato smaragritam smaram. May my subtle body merge in the totality of the Mahatattva, and then, atha, this gross body, let it burn. Oh Krishna, please fix my determination on you. And Baladeva Dibhushan says that that's the proper sequence. First the subtle body, then the gross body. Otherwise, someone just is a ghost or just goes another birth. Nothing solved, really. So, how do we dissolve the subtle body? So, Nirvana, you mentioned Nirvana. So, Nirvana is the word, it's used in the Gita a couple times. It's, of course, Brahma Nirvanam, it's even better than just Nirvana. It's used by who? Which religion or path?
Buddhist.
So this is the most characteristic jnana path. So it's used by the Buddhists. So the Buddhists strive for nirvana. They have the Four Noble Truths. You know the Four Noble Truths? Anybody knows the Four Noble Truths of Buddhism? Existence is pain. First one. The cause of pain are desires. That's, of course, we would just add material existence and material desires. Otherwise, it's correct. I mean, you can stop pain by removing desires. Hare Krishna. And the fourth one, how to achieve that? By proper action, proper meditation, proper behavior, proper thought, proper consciousness, proper interaction, and proper activity. Something, you know. Eight things of something. It's not so clear. They've been arguing about it for thousands of years after that. But that's why it's very popular around the world. And they want to get this nirvana. But before Krishna consciousness, me and my friend Toda Gopinath, we became Buddhists. We read a book by one American author called Creation. So it was discussing Socrates, Pythagoras, Lao Tzu, and Buddha, and Confucius. I mean, all the main. So Buddha sort of won there. So we became Buddhists. And then I was searching, and then I found some contemporary Buddhists, and then I read, they said, yeah, if you do everything right, really right, it should take, if you do this right behavior, right meditation, right activity, right interaction, right behavior, then it should take you about 200 lives to get nirvana. So, not so fast, Johnny, not so fast. Yeah. But, Krishna says, what does Krishna say? Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvataha tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti sorjuna. If you just understand the truth of my birth, my activity, finish. No 200 lives. You leave this body, you don't come again. One life. And Kapila Dev says, what do you do with the subtle body? How do you remove the subtle body? How do you remove all these material desires that are the cause of misery? Kapila Dev says, do bhakti and jarayat yashu yakusha nigirnam analo yatha. Then your subtle body, composed of all these desires and aversions, positive and negative desires, are digested like food in your stomach. Like in 20 minutes, you will go to our secret underground gathering place to partake of sacred food. And then you will eat, and then you don't have to do something separate to digest. It just gets digested normally. Yes? If you don't overeat, and if you have normal level of activities, it gets digested. So the stomach itself just boom, and it turns into energy. And the food is burnt into calories, producing calories. So Kapila Dev says in Kapila Shiksha in Canto 3 that in the same way the subtle body by bhakti is digested. And you become like a coconut that's dry. What does it mean? In a coconut, you have the outer shell, the inner hard shell, and inside you have some knot, and then water. So when it gets dry, it detaches from the hard shell, and you can shake it and rattle, become tr 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 tr. So it means you are not grown, you are not glued to the hard shell. So that's the idea, that as a soul you are free. You are not trapped. You are not glued to this gross body. You are free to go. So the subtle body is freed, is digested, is liberated. And as a soul, even better. It's even better than what the Gyanis want. Vishnachakarya Thakur gives a far-out comment. He says, digestion does not simply burn food. No. Digestion discriminates. So if there is something good, like some good protein, vitamin B, zinc, this, then if it needs it, it takes that and metabolizes and assimilates. And it becomes part of your bones, hair, eyes, and everything. And what's not necessary, that's burned and moved out. So, in the same way, bhakti does not just burn. If there is something that you can use for Krishna, some attitude, emotion that's matching your spiritual body, it is extracted and assimilated into your spiritual body. So if you like to sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then you will remember this melody also when you are in the spiritual world as a parrot, papagai. And you'll sing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So no loss. It will be used for the spiritual body. So that's the, what do they call it in business? Unique selling point? Unique selling point. Yeah. Unique offer. Only bhakti is offering this. So here, Shishupal is getting all the best, something that usually takes so much work, so much trouble, and not just work, it's not work, it's very, very subtle, very, very fine work. It's on a very subtle level, it's not even intellectual work. It's such an incomprehensible, that's why they say it takes 200 lives, if you do everything right. So Bhagavad Gita says, if you do karma kanda, millions of births. Like varnashram, millions of births. If you do karma yoga, tens of thousands of births. If you do jnana yoga, thousands of births. Bahunam janmanamante, jnanavan mam prapadite. Vasudeva sarvamiti, samahatma sudurlaba. Thousands of births. And yoga, aneka janmana, hundreds of births by meditation. And in bhakti, hear about Krishna Lila, Krishna's birth. So here we will see Krishna's birth in a very special form. Krishna taking birth from a pillar, struck by Hiranyakashipu. Canto 7, so that's the whole canto we'll be describing. So when we hear this, when we meditate on it, then Krishna promises, then that's it, finished. When you understand tatvataha, when you understand his birth and activity, karma, in truth, as loving interaction with devotees, then you are free. You are free in this life, and you go to the spiritual world. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, questions, comments, doubts, surprise, like Yudhishthir? Who do you want to follow, Shishupal or Yudhishthir?
So these subtle bodies, seven portions, if the more we progress, they are disintegrating, or they are still there, but we are not?
They become thinner. They become thinner and thinner. They do not limit your... It's like very good clothes. They do not, restrict your movements. They do not restrict your movements. So you can easily move nicely.
So if you would sort of use this Kirlian photography or something similar and take some...
Pictures.
Pictures of some...
Devotees.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we should invite them for our morning japa meditation or kirtan. They did. Banu Sami likes to give these... they have a person, they do this Carillion, I don't know what's the correct, photography, Carillion photography, and it shows uneven, cover, aura, yeah, uneven aura. And then they have person simply focus their mind for 10 minutes and all the luknya, all the cracks in it are fixed. Just for by 10 minutes of meditation are fixed. So if you sit in the morning, like I remember I was distributing books and somebody took the books and said, "Do you do meditation?" I said, "Yes, we do every morning Hare Krishna meditation, 2 hours. He says, "Wow," he says, 2 hours. Oh, yeah, that's my respect, Hare Krishna. So yes, it will work. But we need to also work, focusing our mind, bringing our mind back to Krishna. Yeah? Hare Krishna. Shishupal ki. Yudhishthir Maharaj ki jai. Narasimha Hadev ki jai. Nidagor Brahmanande. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much.